Good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Isn't the Lord good? We pray you've had a good day. But if you haven't, and you've been struggling, take some time to just sit and relax and drink in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Will you worship with me, singing that old chorus, Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 our precious Heavenly Father, we can't thank you enough. We praise you and thank you for our salvation. We thank you for putting us into the kingdom of God to be part of the family. Thank you, Father, for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed to pay the price for my sin and the sin of the whole world. Thank you for opening my eyes to the truth that you, Jesus, are the way. You are everything I need, and I pray for all those who are watching that they too would know and understand that you, Jesus, are our life. You are our all in all. We thank you and praise you for bringing us back into the family of God. I pray a blessing upon each of my brothers and sisters who are listening. I pray that you would pour out encouragement, you'd pour out your spirit upon them, and might their cup just be overflowing with joy, joy in their salvation, joy in you, Father, our Heavenly Father, who is watching over us, thinking about us every minute of the day, and taking care of us. We praise you, Father, and thank you. And Father, as Pastor Buck brings the message this afternoon, I pray that our hearts would be pricked, that we would take to heart what you would have us hear and learn today. We love you, Father. Help us to love you more. Help us to put aside anything that is in the way between you and us. Nothing between, Father. We know that's what you desire. You want all of us. Lord, you have all of me. And I pray that each one who's listening has also surrendered their lives to you, because it's only in full surrender that we can truly walk with you, talk to you, hear your voice, and know your will. We love you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Lanny Wolf wrote a song called God's Family. We're part of the family that's been born again. Part of the family whose love knows no end. Jesus has saved us and made us his own. Now we're part of the family that's on its way home.
Sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family.
When a brother meets sorrow, we all feel his grief. When he's passed through the valley, we all feel through his precious name. And though some go before us, we'll all meet again.
Oh yes, we will.
Just inside the city, as we enter in,
Jesus will be
together forever
and ever.
God's family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together how it will be when we all get to heaven. When we all get. We all get to heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Nikki. It's so good to be with y'all today. I just want to say we love you with the love of the Lord. I asked God what he'd like for me to speak about today. And he put in my spirit to speak about God's family and how important it is. You know, God emphasized on the family. Mm-hmm. And you know, families are being torn apart. A lot of families have separated, and this COVID problems, lack of jobs, the fear of the unknown has caused a lot of problems in our physical, fleshly family.
Amen.
And some families it's brought together. And I don't want to say anything that would take away from how important the physical family is. It's so important. And I want to bring you today what Jesus feels about God's family and what a real family should be like.
Amen.
The book of Mark, St. Mark, the third chapter, as we pick up in the 31st verse, we're looking at a gathering, a crowd of people, and Jesus was in the center of them, and they were really, really praising God. And you know, they were having a good time in the Spirit. You know, you take a lot of people, get together, and the Spirit falls upon them, great things happen.
That's right.
And you know, to the natural eye, to the natural man and woman, they don't understand the Spirit. To be in God's presence is fullness of joy.
Amen.
And so, Jesus is in the middle of this crowd, and his mother and his brothers sent one of the disciples in the crowd to where Jesus was to tell him, "Look, Jesus, you need to come on home. This is getting out of hand. And we're actually a little fearful for your safety. And we just want you to come on home." So, as we pick up in the 31st verse, "Then came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without, outside the crowd, sent unto him, calling him." Now, they didn't know it, but what they were doing was actually quenching the Spirit. They were actually interfering with the work that Jesus had been sent here to do in the first place.
That's right.
Sometimes, beloved, our natural family can get in the way of us serving God. I've seen it over and over. And God doesn't want that. God does not want anyone hindering the work that he calls someone to do, whether it be man or woman. And by the way, he calls them both. God doesn't want our children, our grandchildren. He does not want our mother, our father, our brothers, our sisters, our wives, our husband. God doesn't want us to interfere when God's working in a family member's life.
That's right.
"And the multitude said about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee." Jesus, your mother and your brothers out there, and they want you to come on. Let's stop this and you come on. "And he answering them saying, Who is my mother or my brethren?" Jesus said this. "And he looked around about on them which sat with him and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren." Now listen to me, this is the whole point of the message today. "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother." Father, I pray that you'll give me these words that you put in my spirit, that people will be able to receive this word and understand how important the people that does the will of God are to you. And I pray that we'll understand that the family of God is so critically important, that the priority lays right on the family of God. Help us now to see this, what you've put in my heart. Let me speak the words that they may understand and receive it in Jesus' name. Folks, I want to say this, that I've experienced it. Pastor Nikki has experienced it. That we have had family members to try to divide, try to interfere with what God had called us to do. And I don't say this because I'm upset with our family. I'm just saying that they were being used to divide and to hinder the work that God had called us to do. Now, we've been married over 27 years, and from day one, we have sought to do the will of God. So as I read the scriptures, Pastor Nikki and I are able to understand that Jesus said, those that do the will of God, the same as my brother, my sister, mother, my family. The family of God. And so we've persevered. We've probably not done things the way a lot of our family thinks we ought to have done it. But we love them. We love them, and we all have a path to trod. We all have a purpose in life. Yeah. But God is saying that He does not want you to be hindered by anyone. Whether it be your spouse, whether it be your children or your grandchildren or great-grandchildren, if God is using you and God is ministering to you and bringing you along to where you can glorify the Father in heaven, He wants you to make that number one. It has to be number one. Folks, if we put God first, if we put God first, He'll take care of all the hurt. He'll take care of all the disappointments. He'll take care of all the brokenness in our families.
That's right.
He'll take care of that. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." As I look around and as I have experienced, those sometimes that will cause you the most problems are the ones that's dearest to your heart. And if you let them, they will divide your relationship with Jesus, and you'll be doing everything you can to please others instead of pleasing God.
Amen.
Now, I realize that God doesn't call everybody to do the same thing, but He does call everybody to do something. And so I've really pondered this message. I've really thought about how important it is, the family of God. And then not only do I see physical families that's causing division and trouble in our walk with the Lord, but I look at the family of God and I see how the different denominations are fighting against each other. They are causing division. One will say, "I'm right," and "you're wrong," and the other one will say, "No, I'm right," and "you're wrong." And how it must break God's heart to see that the family of God is so divided.
Yes.
You can tell how the family of God is so divided.
Yeah.
by the elections of our government officials. How that we're so divided. And you know what? Somebody might say, well, that person can't be saved because they voted for so-and-so. Or that person can't be saved because they don't spend all their time with their family. But folks, let me say this to you today. United we stand, divided we fall. And the family of God, we need to move forward and we need to understand that time is running out.
Yes.
And God is speaking to all of His people. Who are we putting first? You know, the Bible says, I believe it's in Galatians 6:9 or 6:10, it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those who are of the household of faith. You know what we need to be doing? I'm talking to myself. Got a finger pointing at you and a thumb pointing at me. We need to say, God, is there someone in the family of God that you want me to help? You want me to reach out to? You want me to help support them? What? God, is there someone? Show me. Because the family of God is so important. And God the Father, He sent His Son Jesus. And through Jesus Christ, we should be one.
Amen.
And how can the family of God be strong? And how can the family of God not be what God wants us to be if we can't work with each other in the family? Jesus said, whosoever shall do the will of God. It's not the will of God that our family, our natural families, and our spiritual family of God be divided.
That's right.
But the one thing we have to do, you cannot have idols in your life. You can't make people idols. You can't make your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. You can't make them an idol over the Lord Jesus Christ.
No way.
You've got to put Jesus first of all, and He'll work it out. You know, I think about, Lord, many years ago, Pastor Nicky and I have put our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren on the altar. And, oh, it thrills our heart when one of our family really wants to show their love by just giving us a phone call or giving us a text message or just saying, I love you. Keep up the good work. And it's so disappointing when we don't hear from them. And that's why I believe one of the reasons that God called Pastor Nicky and I to go into nursing homes and minister the gospel, because they're part of God's family.
That's right.
And some of them needs to get saved and become part of God's family.
Yes.
And we all want to be loved. And I know that we all want to live in peace. But you know, if we are divided against each other, then there'll never be no peace until we put God first in our life.
That's right.
And do His will.
Yeah.
And as I said before, God doesn't call people to do everything, but He calls all people to do something.
That's right.
And I want to say this to you today from the bottom of my heart, that if you're putting anything or anyone ahead of God's will for your life, then you're in big trouble.
That's right.
Sooner or later, the walls are going to come down around you. Sooner or later, you're going to be smothered with unrest. I want to say this. Do you have peace about your life?
Amen.
Do you have peace in your home? Do you have peace about your walk with God? Well, you know, the Bible says that Jesus brings a peace that's not of this world. And if you don't have a peace about something you're doing, you need to stop it. If you don't have peace about the way you're serving God, then you need to get down on your knees and ask Him to show you what you need to do to find peace.
Amen.
Because there should be peace in the family of God. There should be peace in the church.
Amen.
There should be peace. And God is simply not pleased with all this denominational division. I don't know. The Bible says that we have to be careful not backbite and devour one another.
That's right.
It's time to come into unity, and it's time. You don't have to agree with everybody, but you sure don't need to be divided and cause confusion and contention. And you certainly, in the natural family, don't need to let someone in your family run your spiritual life.
Amen.
And cause division.
Amen.
Now today, before we sing this last song, I want to ask you this question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And I want to say this. If you will repent of your sins and you really get serious. You know, I've experienced it. I'm an old man now. I've seen a lot. And you know, I see people trying to just walk a little bit with God and walk and please other people. And it don't work. You know what? If you please God, He'll take care of the other people.
That's right.
He certainly will. Won't you come to Jesus today?
Amen.
Won't you come as we close with this song?
Amen.
Remember this. Who is your family? The ones that are doing the will of God. Don't forget that.
That's right.
And don't cause division in the family of God, or you'll be in trouble. Thank you, Lord.
Let be
the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. We'll see you Sunday morning. Go ahead, Pastor.
Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aches, our wants, our comforts, and our cares. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain. But we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
Hope to meet you Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
God bless you. We love you. Bye for now.